Well, Chris, there's been a change at the top once again. It's all happening hole by hole here at Rossapenna and on the old Tom Morris course. Steen Tinning, who was the overnight leader, and the leader on day one, is sharing top spot now with Emmanuel Aconica, the Italian. They sit level par, and they're on the back nine. Tinning's completed. Tinning and Conica, who are actually playing partners, have both completed the 12th hole, so there's six to go for the leaders at the moment, but they are having a steadier back nine compared to the rest of the field. Tinica and Conica have managed just a bogey apiece on that back nine here on the old Tom Morris course, and they lead by one. As for Philip Price, he has hit one birdie and three bogeys on his back nine to sit at plus one. On the same score is Paul McGinley. McGinley hit three bogeys at 7, 8, and 9. Was another bogey at 12, and he's come through the 13th level, or he parred the 13th, and that means he sits at plus one as well. So McGinley's completed 13 holes. Price completed 14. They sit at plus one, but the leaders are Tinney and Conica. They're on the 13th. They are level par. Jarmo Sandiland has two holes left to play, and he's sort of been dragged into the fight at the top because of the four guys ahead of him falter in the remaining holes. He sits at plus two, and if they drop more shots, he could be sucked into it as well. We've seen the high drama that there was last year here at Rossapenna when we needed a playoff to decide the winner. On that occasion, it was Thomas Bjorn who defeated Philip Price in the playoff last year. Will that experience of the playoff stick to Price? We're going to have to wait and see. But everybody's talking about a playoff. It's got written all over it here this afternoon. But will there be anybody that's going to be able to edge out in front? As things stand, Tinning and Conica are the leaders by one level par. And we have to mention the man who scored the round of the day. I don't think anybody's going to match him because the most of the field are in. It's just the leaders now that have to make their way to the clubhouse here off the 18th. David Carter of England tied for 20th, and he shot a 3-under-68 today. That was the best round of the day. He finished on plus 8, 6 birdies and 3 bogeys for him. The golf is, of course, part of the Irish Legends Festival. There's a lot of other things happening off the course, including your live entertainment. Just to confirm once again, Nathan Carter, who's due to play here this evening, that concert tonight up at the Downing's GAA pitch is going ahead as planned. It's got the green light. Nathan Carter will be taken to the stage. By the time Nathan Carter gets on stage, we'll know who our winners are here on the course of the 2022 Irish Legends. As things stand, it is Steen Tinning and Emmanuel Conica from Denmark and Italy that share top spot, level par by one.